people are interested in people dying. Oh, it's sad. People die. They died. They're gone. It's horrible.
And it's great fun. It's great fun, Bob, because they talk about this death and dying business, but then they live their life all day, every day. You get a good junkie on the street and put them on the CNN or put them on the PBS and let them chit-chat about the chit-chat. They go, no, I just want to get high. If I die, I'm high. If I'm not, if I'm alive, I want to be high. I don't care about anything else. I don't care about anybody else. And they can find ways to get money to pay for it. They can do all kinds of things, and that becomes the full frontal non-physical nudity response to they're just going to do what they want to do. And we say, if that's where you are, wonderful. At least you're not afraid of this chemical substance that's going to take over your life. You're not afraid of it. You're embracing it. So at least you don't have fear regarding it. And then the checking out or the getting out of your life, they look at it. People eat themselves to death. Well, if you're afraid of death, why would you eat yourself to death? Well, if you're afraid of this and have a fear of that and this is wrong and that, take this pill, it'll make you feel better. Oh, sorry. This pill will give you cancer and it'll cause... And if you read the inserts, nobody would take any pill on the planet. If you read what they have to attach to it to tell you exactly what the condition you may get by getting relief from this pill, the side effects are way worse than anything the pill was ever supposed to help in the first place.
So you're saying...
If you read that, if you engage it, you'd never take a pill.
Okay, you're saying that people show that they do want to die. They don't have any fear of it.
All day, every day. Who thought it was a real good idea to get in an airplane and jump out and see if they can land on the ground and still draw breath another day?
Who, the Wright brothers?
No, Bob. They didn't jump out of the plane. Who said that a good career choice would be getting in a NASCAR-approved, official, Vagisil-stamped, labeled car with a side of Viagra and run around in a circle at 200 miles an hour and see if you can stay out of everybody else's way and see if you can be the first one to get across the finish line without burning up in an abysmal fire and many in the surrounding. How is it that you come into a place and you decide that the mode of operation or travel is to get in a pressurized tube that's sealed up with an armed air marshal with pilots who are tweeting, and now they have internet on the plane so they can really have their correspondence going on, enjoying bagels and Danish and coffee and Schlitz malt liquor on a good day, flying around up in the sky with a group of medium marginally paid federal employees keeping track of where you are in proximity to where everyone else is.
Oh,
and this sealed cylinder eating food that you would never, ever, 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 rat feces will not kill you. If you've eaten airplane food and you survive, then you'll know rat defecation is okay because it's there. It's in your food. And you're sealed in this position where you can't do anything. You are powerless. And you come to the conclusion after you've been arrived at your terminal. Funny, they call it a terminal. You have at your terminal 3 hours in advance to wait patiently to board the plane. You see? And then you decide that's the fastest path to your joy. So, you know, after a while, don't come telling us that humans don't want death. They want nice cars.
That's a good point.
Put burglar bars on their house, and they lock the thing down and then set their house on fire, and then the firemen can't get in to drag their bodies out of the rubbish.
So, Ion, loving life shows you don't fear death, because no matter what you do today, it will kill you. And since nobody's afraid of doing all the stuff they do from taking pills and flying a plane, it shows that people do actually believe they're immortal.
And if they'd shut up with all the creation of this'll kill you, that'll kill you, that blah, 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 then you wouldn't separate yourself from your power, and then you could do all those wonderful, fun, delicious things. You could have a glass and a half of red wine and not die of cardio failure.